In the day's other news, the city of Minneapolis fired 4 police officers in the death of an unarmed black man last night. A bystander's video shows a white officer pressing his knee on the man's neck as he pleads that he cannot breathe. We'll take a closer look after the news summary. The government in Afghanistan began releasing 900 Taliban prisoners today, and it urged the militants to extend a 3-day ceasefire. Dozens of inmates walked out of the Bagram jail near Kabul. The release was part of a deal that the U.S. signed with the Taliban back in February. Hong Kong's chief executive has dismissed fears that mainland China is moving to snuff out dissent. China's ceremonial legislature is considering a bill to rein in pro-democracy protests that rocked Hong Kong last year. But Carrie Lam said today it's for the greater good.
We are a very free society, so for the time being, people have this freedom to say whatever they want to say. But ultimately, what is to be provided in this piece of legislation is for all of us to see in order to be assured that Hong Kong's freedoms will be preserved.
The commander of the Chinese Army garrison in Hong Kong said today that his troops will firmly enforce Beijing's orders. Back in this country, the Pentagon's Deputy Inspector General Glenn Fine resigned weeks after he was removed as overseer of pandemic relief spending. In a brief statement, he praised the watchdog role of inspectors general. In recent weeks, President Trump has fired the IGs for the State Department and for the intelligence community. The Republican governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, is now offering to host the party's national convention in August. The president has threatened to pull the event from Charlotte, North Carolina, over pandemic restrictions. He said today that he needs an answer within a week. Another Republican governor, Ron DeSantis of Florida, said today that he also is willing to host the convention. The White House announced that starting next year, Medicare copays for insulin will be capped at $35. Recipients who select drug plans with the new benefit could save about $450 a year. President Trump announced it as he looks to shore up support among seniors who have taken the brunt of the coronavirus pandemic. And Costa Rica is now the first Central American country to legalize same-sex marriage. The country's Supreme Court had ruled in 2018 that a ban on gay unions was unconstitutional. That ruling formally took effect today after the National Congress failed to pass a law addressing the issue. Still to come on the NewsHour, an unarmed black man dies after a Minneapolis police officer kneels on his neck. The impact of the coronavirus on the caregivers taking care of ailing loved ones. Sending astronauts back into space from the U.S. for the first time in nearly a decade, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.